A moment with the Salvos, finding freedom.
What do we do when God is silent? Author and counselor Cherie Hill joins us with some insights.
One of the greatest frustrations I see when it comes to faith is when God is silent. We call out to Him and expect an answer, not next week, next month, or next year, but right now. But what we must keep in mind is that God's delays are not His denials. God's watch looks nothing like our own. So when God is silent, we need to stand firm in our faith, continuing to seek and knock even when it appears we're not going to find Him and He's not going to answer. When God is silent, we need to pray as Jesus did in John 11:41. Thank you, Father, that you have heard me. Jesus showed us that there is certainty that when we're calling out to God, He hears us. But better than that, God tells us in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you. God promises to answer us. His silence is only to draw us nearer, to grow our faith, and build our anticipation for His perfectly timed arrival. When we can't see anything happening and when it appears that God has abandoned us, we must go back to His promises and realize we were never told to walk by sight, but by faith. Trust in God's truth through His silence, and wait patiently on Him, no matter how long it takes. His ways and timing are perfect. If you're in your waiting place and need God's promises to encourage and strengthen you, go to my website, scripturenow.com, so I can encourage you through God's Word.
For help finding freedom, call 1-3-SALVOS or go to salvoscounseling.salvos.org.au.